community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Mikey's drive time is 6 minutes past four now with a little mix and word up. This is Phoenix FM, the community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. We've actually got Alan, news editor at the Brentwood Gazette, in the studio.
Hello, good afternoon.
How you doing? All right?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Been a busy week?
It has been, yeah.
Gorgeous day today, isn't it?
Lovely out there.
Lovely, it is wonderful. I want to talk to you about, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it was page three. There's a fantastic picture you put up there.
Yeah, it is.
I tried this. It's all about the Northern Lights. I don't know if you remember this a few days ago. They were saying, look out your window in Southern England and you'll see the Northern Lights because it's extra big this year. And or this week, not this year. And I tried to look. I couldn't see a thing.
No, me neither. Didn't see anything.
But you've got an amazing photograph.
However, photographer got in touch, lives in Pilgrim's Hatch, Peter Scott. He has got a couple of absolutely incredible pictures of
and
Northern Lights.
Just gorgeous.
Yeah, this is, we've filled half of page three with this picture. Mount Nessing windmill is taken down by. It's got kind of the windmill in the foreground, and the sky behind it is just bright green, red, just not the colour you'd expect it to be, really.
Have you got the picture on your website?
Yeah, it's online. Yeah, there's a couple of pictures. The story goes that he looked out of his window in Pilgrim's Hatch, saw the sky was all right. He took a picture out of his window, but because it was out of his window, it wasn't anything amazing in the foreground or anything. Yeah, yeah. So it was effectively the sky with a few trees. So he legged it down the road, Mount Nessing windmill, and he took this picture, which is absolutely incredible.
I tried to say, I couldn't see anything.
He is a professional photographer. He's got a really expensive, really nice camera. But he's not professional as in does it for a living. But I think he's actually a storm chaser. He goes out to America.
Is he?
Yeah, he is.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah. He told our reporter how he nearly came face to face with a 2.5 mile wide tornado last year. Yeah, I think we're looking to do a bit more on that in
not
coming
in
weeks.
Nessing.
Sadly not, no. I think you remember if it was.
So your website is brentwoodgazette.co.uk.
That's in case
you haven't got a copy of the Brentwood Gazette, the photograph is on the website.
Yeah.
You really have got to go and have a look at this photograph. It is stunning, it really is. Also, I want to talk to you about the church. There's a brand new church being built. It's costing £2 million.
Might be built.
See, it just shows you how you can read something.
It goes before Brentwood Borough Council's planning committee April the 1st.
Now there's a few people kicking up a storm over this. Why?
It's a whopper. £2 million worth. It's on the site of Sawyers Church in Sawyers Hall Lane. Got a 500 seat auditorium in it. Three stories high, so it's big. It's a lot bigger than what's there, put it that way, at the
minute.
That's
a lot of churching.
It is. But no, the point of it is, pastor was telling us how it's not just a church. It's going to be, if it's got a 500-seater auditorium in it, it's going to be open to the community. Community groups can be welcome to pop in there and use this, which is great for the community. But the issue we kind of focused on the story is residents living in retirement home, Homehurst House next door, they're essentially going to be kind of like rammed up against this whopping great structure. They're kind of going to be in the shadow of it.
More brick walls.
Essentially.
That's not good.
So they're not happy with it. And on top of that, anyone who knows Sawyers Hall Lane is a rat run already. People want to avoid Wilson's Corner. They pop down it, don't they?
Right.
Use it as kind of like a shortcut. You've got five schools down there.
Yeah.
Just coming here today from A12 direction. It was a nightmare down there.
If
all of a sudden, I don't know if it would be used at rush hour time with 500 people packing into this place. Put 500 extra people in there, you've got a disaster zone on your hands.
The parking down there isn't exactly fantastic. You've got a lot of bays, but I don't think there's going to be enough bays for a church as well.
That's another thing. I don't think it's entirely clear yet how many parking spaces there are going to be with this. Someone has said, well, part of the story suggests there are only going to be 26 spaces graced to go with this church.
Oh, really?
But
you can't have that. There's got to be more than that, surely.
Well, we're not saying it's going to be filled to capacity with 500 people every single time, and every single time it's in use, but... if they wanted to use it to capacity, then they're going to need to do something more than that, surely. And I imagine that's something that will come up when it goes in front of the council start next month.
Parking is an absolute nightmare everywhere. I mean, it's well known, one of the biggest arguments between neighbours is parking. I notice you've also got another parking problem on there with the commuters in Shenfield.
Yes. We have. Yeah, that's another kind of... totally different story altogether.
It's a completely different story, but
it's parking.
It was all to do with parking.
It's parking.
Now the neighbours around this, I'll let you tell the story.
I'll summarise it. It's on page 7 of the paper if you got a copy. Great picture in the paper. It's about people living in pre- Prince's Way, right. In Hutton, which is kind of a stone's throw from Shenfield Station.
Yeah, yeah.
And people are using their road to park, to leave their cars and go off to London, go off to wherever, to be fair, on the train. And rather than paying £7 to park down at the station all day, they're leaving their cars in this road.
That's not good.
It's a nice looking street, leafy street. Residents aren't impressed.
They're not, to be honest with you.
They're having all kinds of issues. Bin men are missing. Well, the story goes that bin men have been missing their rubbish because they can't see it because of the parked cars. So at times, people have been putting their rubbish on the parked cars so that the bin men don't miss it.
So I know it's not a laughing matter, but that is quite funny.
Well, it all started when we got sent a picture a couple of weeks back of this Volkswagen Polo, I think. It's just sat there, and on top of it, it's got an orange recycling bag, it's got a black bin bag, and it's got the food waste recycling box.
You'd go berserk if you come back from being at work and found that on your car.
But you go berserk if you live there and your driveway's equally blocked.
Yeah, quite rightly as well.
So it really is a bit of a battle going on down there. I think a few councillors have got involved now, so with any luck, there might be some kind of resolution on the horizon.
Now this recalls in my mind, anyway, you have to excuse me if it's wrong, I remembered that in last week's Gazette you had a multi-story car park being built in that area.
The Shenfield Station. Yeah, yes. There are plans to make Shenfield Station car park two stories, really. Off the top of my head, I can't remember the exact number of spaces it's going to bring, but I think it was pretty much going to double the capacity of the car park.
Well, that might relieve the problem.
Possibly, but it's not going to resolve the problem of £7 a day, is it, though?
Which is what people want to avoid,
I think. Yeah, it's not a capacity issue, I don't think. Not necessarily, anyway. I think it's more a case of they don't want to pay £7 to park their car.
Oh, there's too many cars on the road, to be honest with you. It never used to be like this, did it? Back when there was horses and carts.
Won't remember that, unfortunately.
I'll go back to penny farthing. Alan, thank you very much for coming in this afternoon.
No problem.
And we'll speak to you again same time next week.
Sounds good.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.